Hey, everybody, and welcome into Locked On Bama. Luke Robinson, that's me. Jimmy Stein, that's him. Jimmy, Alabama just got a commitment from what some people consider to be the best running back for 2025. That gives them – I'm trying to get this thing straight. It's harder when you're not in studio, and by studio, I mean my house. But Turbo Rogers commits to Alabama. We knew this was coming. In fact, now we say we knew this was coming. You probably knew it was coming. I suspected it was coming. When it was announced, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago that he was going to come in on June 2nd, you and I both were wondering, like, well, is that something that's going to happen? But apparently that's about the time he told Robert Gillespie and crew that he will be committing to Alabama. So now it all makes sense, the timing does. So great running back. This is a kid that started out at Pike Road. He was in the same backfield with Quinshon Judkins, who's now at Ole Miss and is a superstar. And now he's at IMG that is loaded with superstars. And some coaches over there are giving him rave reviews. So this is a big pickup for Alabama.
Yeah, you're not going to miss a Pike Road again, right? I mean, if you're running back from Pike Road, now it's worth a couple of looks because of the success of Quinshon Judkins at Ole Miss, who's, I think, unquestionably the best running back in the SEC going into 2023 as a true sophomore. Now, Turbo, you know, I like him a lot. I love the nickname because it's a great description of what kind of player he is. He is fast. That's his best trait. He's got elite burst. He gets to his high-end speed quickly. And then once he gets there, he can really fly. He's a home run hitter. If you described Turbo, you sound like you are describing Jahmyr Gibbs. Really similarly sized, similar burst, similar long speed. He can catch the ball really well. And he's 5'8", 185, probably, hopefully going to play in college around 5'9", 200. And boy, it really sounds like I'm talking about Gibbs, right? So he's a lot like Gibbs. The reason as an analyst, a recruiting analyst, that I like comps is I think when I say he's like Jahmyr Gibbs, the Alabama fans out there that haven't seen Turbo, they can now paint a picture. Okay, this is the kind of player Turbo is. This is what it's going to look like, right? But the thing is, when I say Turbo's like Jahmyr Gibbs, it's unfairly also unintentionally putting out, yeah, Jimmy thinks he's going to be the 12th pick in the NFL draft. And that's not fair to the kid or me, or even frankly to Gibbs, who earned that. And now we're just giving the label to a high school kid who's 2 years away from college football. Just what I mean by when I use these comps is it's a way to paint a picture of what kind of player is Turbo. Because as we all seen, Luke, a running back at Alabama can mean all sorts of things. Don't we all agree that Jahmyr Gibbs was the first round pick? Derrick Henry was not. But when I say Jahmyr Gibbs, you picture a certain back. And when I say Derrick Henry, you picture another tight back, like Daniel Hill, who Alabama's recruiting that may end up choosing Alabama as part of the 24 class. I think Derrick Henry is a pretty good comp for him. Well, Derrick Henry rushed for more yards as a running back in high school than any running back in the history of the United States. So I'm not saying Daniel Hill is Derrick Henry. He's just like him. And this kid, Turbo Rogers, he's a lot like Gibbs. So I like it. I'm a fan of it. I think it's interesting that Alabama, who just had Gibbs, jumped all over the chance to get another one like him. I think that's really interesting. It's interesting that Alabama took a running back that's in the 25 class, you know, a whole year and a half before he's even eligible to sign with the college. Alabama made the decision to take Rogers. So one more thing, and then I'll let you talk. I've been going on too long. But one more thing for people to keep in mind. I know it's confusing, but Anthony Rogers is in the 2025 class, like with Ryan Williams. He's not in the 2024 class that will sign this December. So keep that in mind when you're like, hey, I was looking at the 24 class and I didn't see his name. What's up? Well, he's in the next group.
Yeah, and look, it gives Alabama some more ammo for that 2025 class, along with Ryan Williams. Now, according to one site, they have number one running back and the number one wide receiver for 2025. And that's fabulous. Look, and it also speaks to the amount of talent the state of Alabama is cranking out. I know in the end, assuming he stays there, It'll be IMG, and people will say he's from Florida. He's actually from Montgomery, Alabama. And I think it's a big pickup. Love it a lot. Love it because it also makes me feel like Nick Saban is planning for the future. This is a couple years out, and that kids are still buying what he's selling. I think that's also very important. Couple other quick notes here. Happy birthday, Eddie Lacy. Said he's 33 years old today. If that doesn't make you feel old, I don't know what to say, because it makes me feel ancient. But also, the SEC has decided on 8 games for 2024. This is something you and I talked about. My bet is ESPN will pony up for the extra money for the 9th game, you know, from 2025 and beyond. But it's going to be really cool. This is something you and I have talked about on the podcast before. I think it's going to be very cool that the SEC Network is going to put out the not the dates, but the opponents for 2024 on June, I think it's 2 weeks from yesterday, June 14th. And that's like the NFL revealing its schedule. And it's just another way to capitalize on your brand. And I think it's a wonderful move by the SEC. Even though if they backed into it, they fell out of a well into this thing. But I think it's great. I think it'll be a lot of fun. Then they can have another big show talking about the dates and the various weekends. They did that for 2020, if you remember. And I thought that was just an absolute home run of an event. And I wish we'd do that a lot more often. So anyway, big news today. Turbo Rogers commits. This is supposed to be a locked on now. I don't think I've done it right. It'll still count. So everybody, appreciate you subscribing. We're well over 5,000 subscribers now. If I need to pay some more Sarah McLaughlin, y'all let me know. Until next time, which will probably be Sunday. Maybe Alabama will have another commitment by then. Who knows?
Wouldn't be surprised. Camp season and the offers are flying. And yeah, I'm looking forward to talk about a lot of these offers. They offered a kid from Bruton I'm real familiar with yesterday. I'm excited about Miles Johnson, also in the 25 class. So lots to talk about. It's recruiting.
Recruiting is always something fun to talk about. All right. And we'll talk to you later on. Until then, roll tide, everybody.
Roll tide.